It just blows my mind that how can people click that button, they know their date, they know their time, and not show up. Like, I wonder what kind of category of people this is. Is it people that's just renewing a license and that had to book a test to get another license? So I'd love to see the breakdown in that of why people are not showing up, if that makes sense to you.
This is, like, we've heard so many times about the backlog that's currently in place regarding driving testing. Is this not further adding to it?
Of course, it's adding to it, surely. It's creating, I always say, like the RSA are doing a great job, waiting times is coming down. But if people don't show up for tests, that's only going to create more of a backlog. Like, these people, are they eligible for tests? Are they fit for tests? Why are they even booking a driving test? Like, you're given an invitation, you manually have to select it. So, and a date that suits you, date and time suits you. So there's no reason for these people not to be showing up for a driving test. Wasting RSA's time, wasting everyone's time. And it's very hard sitting where I'm sitting here now and looking at a bay and maybe no car in it, where somebody doesn't show up for tests and nobody else can get that test because they haven't given the RSA any notice.
Like, these things cost money as well. You know, there's a cost associated with this as well.
Yes, yeah, so they would have lost €85.
Yeah, and like they're saying here that generated worth over, well, almost €258,000 so far this year, which is, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think last year it was over 500.
Yeah, we're only in June now, so...
Yeah, last year it was over 500, because I remember last year, it just blew my mind, the amount of money that's been generated. And like people are throwing away their money and not showing up for a driving test. Like, young ones need, every people, not just young people, needs to be getting on the road. People need to have the respect and manners if they make an appointment, that to turn up or else lift the phone and cancel it. Like, if somebody doesn't turn up for a driving test, they should be, you know, penalised. They should be getting a double figure the next time, even to pay more. Because they're creating these backlogs now. It's very, very annoying. And the other thing as well is, like, people, like, there's nearly 4,000 people showed up with either no NCT or something wrong with their car so far this year as well.